Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PGO Radio. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Welcome to your favorite hour of the week. It's PGO Radio, your home for everything Pokemon Go. News, tips and tricks, community, and much, much more. So sit back, take a breath, because it's time to go, go, go.
PGO Radio, episode 7, recorded on August 25th. 26, 2016. I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Brent Copeland. And we've got an awesome show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that happened with the game this week and last week. And in the future, we're going to take a time machine. We're going to get up to 88 miles per hour, maybe. Yeah. And we're going to take a little time travel into the future and tell you what's happening then.
Cool. Can we bring the sports almanac with us and make a few bucks?
No, but we can take the Pokemon Go guide because you can't leave home without it.
You mean this thing that we're going to talk about later?
That thing that we're going to talk about later.
Yeah.
So don't go away because this is the show for you because you love Pokemon Go.
And we do too.
That's right. So... before we move on into some stuff, I did want to say, if you want to tweet us, just go to twitter.com/PGO Radio and let us know what you think about everything. We ask questions there. Leave us your favorite meme, the dankier the better. Is that how you say it?
Like super dank, super man. Dank. Super dank.
And we'll say, thank you very much.
Thank you, Donka.
Okay. Also, if you want to leave us a voicemail that we will play on the air, no matter how danky it gets.
Danky. Why is that an adjective?
I make adjectives out of things. I don't even know what that means anymore. I'm too old. Anyway, just go to speakpipe.com/PGO Radio, and you just click a button and start talking to your mic, and we'll get it, and we'll play it on the air. One day. Next week.
One day.
I think that's all of that. Did we want to talk about... I'm like, do we have a bumper for this segment before we go on?
No, we don't. Not yet. The Weekly Adventures.
Weekly Adventures. Is this sponsored by Audible, or is that played early on? I don't go back and listen.
Oh, that is played early on. Okay. That will begin this week.
Well, then we won't even say it again. So,
we won't.
How did your week go? What level are you?
96.
Yeah. You're lying, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm lying.
I don't think there's that many levels in the game.
No. So I don't want to say what level I am yet because I'm about to jump up like super crazy. I'm gonna skip like 5 levels here in a minute.
How many Pidgey candies do you have?
Hundreds.
Over 400?
That's where I am.
I don't know. I'd have to pull it up, actually.
I can't pull it up because we're going out on Periscope.
That's right. We're Periscoping. I've lost count now how many evolutions I've saved up. Last episode, I told you guys that I had
a system.
I think I had like 20 or 25 or something like that. Yeah, and I still have a system.
Right.
All I need to do is go and add them up. I have easily more than half of my Pokemon are named a number. Yeah. They have a 1 or a 2 next to their name. Right. Anyway, so I'm going to let it rip. But the thing is, this week I've been moving. So I move a lot.
Like dancing?
This time last year I was moving. Oh, yeah. Moving and grooving. Yeah.
Apparently a year ago.
Yeah, about, 1 year
about
ago.
About the time frame, yeah.
So I move like every year. I love moving. I can't get enough of it.
No one loves moving.
So I moved all the way across town. And so I've been like super busy. And
Did you find a place for the Pokestop right outside?
Yeah, there's
that's why he moved. I think.
Learning the area that I'm in now. So like what churches are basically around me. there's a volunteer fire department that's next to me. That's usually those are Pokestops, but this one is not. And I was kind of sad about that because that one is like so close. I can like walk out my house and
there's
like,
nothing, not a gym, nothing.
No, it's nothing. So
they probably asked for it to get removed.
Maybe, I don't know.
I wanted to test that one that you hated from Ingress. Let's see if we can get it removed.
Oh, yeah.
Just to test to see how easy it is.
The comic book store.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore.
We'll report back to y'all, too. We're going to try to get a...
Yeah, we're going to do some tests.
Is that mean? Are people going to hate us?
Probably, but it's in the name of science.
It is. It's science. So please forgive us. It shouldn't be there anyway, technically.
Yeah.
And it's always owned by us anyway. It's owned by Blue. So.
It's like an H&R Block now or something.
Yeah.
But in Pokemon Land, it's like a comic book store with like cool stuff. Anyway.
Right. Sorry.
I've been moving a lot, and it's been difficult to really just go and chill and hang out and spend hours like downtown.
That's true.
And that's what I want to do like so bad now. And I want to make another video with Brent and maybe like walk around downtown and just like talk to some random people, just kind of show what our city looks like with people in the park. But I haven't had time to do that until like next week. Like after a few more days, I'll be done moving and that'll be it. And then on video, I want to see how far I can level up by evolving. I won't film
that'll
myself
be
evolving.
The most interesting video in the
it'll
world.
Be like a, it'll be like a time lapse or something.
About Pidgey.
So I'm going to do that on camera and see what it is. And then next week, if I do that video this week, I hope we could do that.
You want me to I've been saving mine up too. You want me to keep saving mine up?
Yeah.
We'll do them both at the same time?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that on video. I think that'd be fun. Okay. Yeah. So that will happen this week, hopefully next week or whatever, before the next episode. And Pokemon Go gets prime real estate on my phone. Okay, so only the best of the best apps get on the front, on page one of my desktop on my mobile device.
Right.
Everybody knows it, right? That's the prime real estate. So usually games go in a little games folder. All I have to do is click the games folder, it pops up, and then I click the game.
Or just swipe down and search for the game.
Oh, that's like a game you hate. If you're going to have to type in words and crap,
See, you need to get back on iOS, man. It's so...
I don't want to type nothing. I want
to... I don't have to type. It knows what you like to play at certain times. Mm-hmm. So when you swipe down, it has those apps right there.
Oh, it recently like, used apps or something like
that? No. It's like... It looks at like what time you use apps usually. And those are the apps that it puts up there. So it's like time-based, like remembering like what you like to do. It's awesome.
Anyway, I didn't even know that.
It's pretty cool.
Last time I was on iOS, I was like buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm on Android, so I have put it on the front, on the desktop, along with Ingress. That has been on my front page for years now.
Well, and you get all the cool apps that we can't get on iPhone because, you know, they're banned or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like you were saying the one about the calculating your evolutions. There's an app for that that's like an overlay that'll go on top.
That's right.
Which they can't do in iOS.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So. That's true.
Anyway, sorry. So I keep busting in on you.
So anyway, prime real estate, baby. That means it's here to stay. That means that I'm tired of fumbling around. I don't even want to go into a folder to open Pokemon Go because that means I'm like two minutes from like a church, like passing a church in the car. I'm a passenger, by the way.
Why is it
and
not
I'm like,
open?
And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to pass it. I'm like fumbling around. I just need to be able to, you know, turn my phone on, open the app. It's already there.
Can I ask you a question, Eric?
What?
Why is the app ever closed?
Because I'm in, I don't know. I'm in Ingress. I'm talking to my grandmother on the phone. I don't know. So anyway, that's... That's about it. So next week, the storm, the big storm.
The Pokemon storm rages on Eric's phone.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That'll be fun.
I can't wait. Yeah.
We'll storm it up.
Yeah.
So that's it?
That's
it. I mean, you were moving, so I get that.
And I went to Birmingham again.
Oh, that's
I go to Birmingham a lot. When I went to Birmingham.
So you filled up your sack when you were there?
Yeah, I hit downtown and went nuts. And actually, I didn't fill it all the way. Because I kept throwing balls and experiencing that annoying thing, you know, everybody wants to run away.
Oh, that was happening.
Weedles and crap.
While you were driving? Was it a distance thing? Like when you get away, like out of their location, they run?
No, I was downtown. Like I was like stopped.
Oh, okay.
Like on the side of the street. Right. And I'm just like trying to collect anything and everybody is running away from me.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
That was happening to Jacob and we had him restart his phone.
Really?
I don't know if it worked.
I think I closed the app and opened Ingress because I was really annoyed.
I think there's kind of, I guess it would be a bug, but I don't know if it is a bug because it may be more the phone having an issue. I think if there's something where it's like, it feels like it's out of range.
Yeah.
Like it's a network kind of issue or something and it can't connect, the ball's spinning or blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, okay, it runs away. We can't find it.
Oh, yeah. Because I know a speed thing will do that, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
They got to fix that, sucker.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about this more in a few minutes, but like have you looked at like the Poke Watch stuff and the Poke Alerts and all that kind of stuff? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are these words familiar to you?
I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. That little thing that you put around your...
No,
it's called a bracelet. You put it around your wrist for decoration.
This is on the internet.
Oh, no.
So like smart people in the world built these things, and I assume maybe now after they've been banning people and stuff that and kind of shutting people out of them, mm-hmm. that maybe the thing that we thought was an API was really people just cheating and kind of like basically faking a phone.
And so they
would make an account on like the Pokemon trainer site and make a training account, mm-hmm. and then use these and use computer programs to simulate being on a phone and have their trainer run around, and then when it finds something it would like alert them.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, for some reason, I thought they had like an API and they're letting people grab this data.
I did too.
So I don't think that's the case now that this is happening. And anyway, there's like a local one in Huntsville that I was following. And
oh, yeah.
It was called HSV Poke Alerts, I think. And so like it would alert and be like Blastoise is in Bridge Street.
Yeah.
Right? So I went and got it. Is that cheating? Like,
so you
I didn't do the program myself. I just watched the Twitter. Like, now I'm like, am I going to get banned? Like, was that tweet? I mean, they should be able to ban me because there's nothing, like, except for me saying it on here. But you don't know my user ID. So, is it, like, where's the cheating point? Is it if I set up that program and then used it? Is that cheating? Like, at what point are they going to ban me? Anyway.
I don't know.
So, using someone else's Twitter, I got Charizard and a Blastoise. This Charizard, I had to pay for it, basically. It cost me 60 blue balls.
That's how many you threw?
3 balls, 60.
What?
I missed a few times. Probably out of 60, I probably missed 10 to 20 times, I'll be honest. Like, you know, because it was like it felt like you had to toss it like way, like he was far away and or she, I don't know, is Charizard he or she? Anyway, so anyway, and it, I mean, over 10 minutes of fighting one Pokemon, like it was crazy. Like I was sitting there, I wanted to throw my phone like somewhere, but then I got it. And so now I got a Charizard, completely emptied my sack out. Like I had no balls. Like I had to stop following the Twitter because something else would pop up and I'd be like, I want to go get it. But I'm like, I have no balls. I have 2 blue. Actually, I tweeted out like, I want to go Pokemon tonight, but I only have 2 blue balls. Isn't that fitting?
Yeah.
Right? And so that was my week of doing that.
Wow.
And looking into, you know, all the stuff with the Pokemon. And we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Well, that's cool. I wonder how many other cities have that going on.
I think a lot.
That's pretty handy.
I think a lot of cities and a lot of, I mean, and it's multiple people in each city. Mm-hmm. Doing it, because I mean it's, and I probably shouldn't say this, well actually I think they were doing something where it was making it harder for them to run, like making it where you had to like click things or something to sign up for the accounts, and it was used to be like an odd anyway. So but anyway, it was super easy to set up, it sounded like super dead easy, like anyone can do it. And just like I know someone else who set it up, it's a friend, and it's not like they had to know any programming.
Okay.
Right?
Just, a friend did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to give out their name.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want them to get banned.
I thought it was
they don't live in our state.
Oh, okay.
You were thinking it was me.
Yeah, and you're like, one of my friends did this. I don't know if it's legal or not.
It was my my brother. My brother got me banned, I swear. Swear.
So, weird question. So, are Pokemon spawning everywhere in the world, even though there's no real support or
I think like it takes someone walking through some place
uh-huh.
for it to spawn.
Okay.
So then when it spawns, it's there for everyone.
Okay. So like places in the ocean where people don't ever go, like, sure, a plane might go over, a boat might pass, but like, or in the North Pole, like where there's absolutely no life.
I think you asked the ultimate question. If a Pokemon spawns in a forest, will anyone be able to catch it?
Yeah.
If no one's there.
North Korea. What's happening?
They don't have internets or something?
Yeah, they're on an intranet, right? They don't have an internet, so like,
they don't have any cell phones or...
No, I think they might have cell phones.
But I bet you there's someone who's using one of these cheater bots that's just walking around North Korea.
If you just plant yourself in North Korea using a GPS spoof or whatever,
yeah.
What do you see? What's walking around? That's interesting.
Someone tell us. Tweet us. Let us know.
Yeah, all you cheaters out there, let us know what you find.
And let's just, we don't think you're cheaters. We're wondering if it's cheating at all. It may not be. Like, that seems like that should be something easy to stop. So if they really wanted to stop it, it wouldn't be.
Well.
But they might have been trying to stop it. And that's what we're going to get to next.
News and discussion.
News in the news.
In the news. So there's been a bunch of bans. Bans.
You know, we went all...
Good news, Canadian everyone.
Stay a while.
Canada?
And, yeah, I went Canadian all of a sudden.
No, I thought you said they're banning Canadians or something?
No, they're banning a lot. Okay, so a lot of this is Squirtle Butt. Or what do they call it? Scuttle Butt? Squirtle Butt?
Oh, yeah, Squirtle Butt.
Okay. I thought maybe we could put rumors in here and call it Squirtle Butt.
Oh, okay.
That sounds a little nasty. But
nasty.
So in the Squirtle Butt section, I was reading a lot about... Supposedly, a bunch of people are getting banned for multiple reasons. One is for using these like cheats somehow, using apps that do cheats or some other
GPS spoofing.
A bunch of stuff, and they're cracking down on a bunch of stuff. They have a statement on their website.
Roaming around North Korea like a fool.
Yeah, that's don't be doing that in, like alive like, or on fake.
Like snooping on their warheads and their nuclear. Laboratories.
Right. So, and they put up this statement on their site about cheating and bans and saying that after reviewing many reports of in-game cheating, we've started taking action against players taking unfair advantage of and abusing Pokemon Go. And they basically talk about terminating people, and they give a link to where you can basically refute your ban if you get banned. But... there are people saying that there's a bunch of people out there sending bans against people for basically owning gyms, being high level and having high. And so,
really,
I don't know if this is true. This is Squirtle Butt.
But they
say that it only takes three different people to report someone, and then it's like an automatic ban. Like it's not someone reviewing anything. Like it's in the game stuff that just automatically does it. So that's dangerous if that's true.
Yeah, three?
All it takes is we only need to find one other person that can stand us and then just go around and just ban everybody.
Me, you, and your wife. There you go.
She doesn't really like us enough to spend time
with your son. That. There you go. Maybe.
Maybe my son. Yeah.
You could say, report this person or no dinner tonight.
Right. No Overwatch. It's like,
okay, Dad.
and so you could just go, like, we could start three new accounts. Right? And go out and...
Yeah, that's true. Just make dummy accounts, you know.
And just see how many people we can get banned.
for science.
Right, for science. No, we wouldn't do that, for sure. But part of me wants to believe that it's not true, that it's people upset that they made this post about banning and people getting upset about getting banned over actually cheating, right?
Yeah.
And then they come up with all this stuff. So, let us know. Have you been banned? Have you not been banned?
Were you waiting for them to answer just now?
Yeah. Well, D-Boy Law says they did fix the glitch where gyms are yellow. I saw that the other day. Have you seen that?
No.
I saw it the other day. There was a gym. It was bright yellow. Kind of scared me.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean just like the graphic? Like, I mean, oh, like it was yellow?
Yeah.
There's no, oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay. Jeez.
Oh man. So let us know about the cheats and the bans. If you're getting banned, let us know.
Okay.
Also with the update, so they did an update. It changed nests around. Like we our nest downtown was Magmadars. Then it switched to Electabuzzes, and now I think it's something new, or maybe it's back to Magmadars. So check it out. They'll change new stuff. We should run there tonight, do a video, and see what we can catch. See what's new down there.
Okay.
That's Big Spring Park. That's where we go and play a lot. And if you're watching from Huntsville, go meet us down there in about an hour, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I don't know. We may be too tired after this world. But we may do it. So anyway, so all that's changed. Regional creatures, or not the regionals yet, but people were reporting that they were spawning more. So do you know what the regional creatures are? They're the, I have a list. So there's region exclusive Pokemon, Tauros. That's American, so only in the United States or America, maybe North and South. I don't know. But then there's also Kangaskhan and Mr. Mime and Farfetch'd, and so they're like, we can't get those other ones. But some people are speculating that they're about to change that. Like maybe it's a seasonal thing.
Oh,
because there's four of them, right?
Oh, okay.
So maybe each season they change which country, which area they spawn in. So maybe they're spawning them more right now, right before they change, to make sure you can get a few.
It seems like they should kind of let us know, because it'd be crazy if somebody spent all this money and traveled the world just to get these things, and then they're like, and then all of a sudden it starts spawning in your backyard. You're right. Like, no, you know,
I just took a plane.
Like you spent all your child's college money on it or something,
and I moved to another country, and all of a sudden there are tourists.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
like, dang it, I didn't have to move here.
Tons of these already.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that's extremely cool, though. To really get you going and moving around the entire world. But but the same thing is like, I can't, a lot, most of us can't travel the world because of a video game. I said most of us. I know there are quite a few like really rich people with nothing to do, and they they would love to do that. But but I do think they should kind of rotate these around, kind of spread the love to other countries and stuff. So
it's a good thing.
Yeah. So it's a good thing, and maybe it is seasonal. I think that's cool. Rather nice.
Yeah. Oh, and to backtrack, let's get in the car. 88 miles. Here we go. Okay. Back to the banning stuff. So also on the banning wave, Twitch jumped in, and they banned a bunch of streams and streamers that were using cheats, because it's against their TOS to stream cheats and hacks for games.
Right.
So anybody using any of those while they were streaming, which we're not, so don't ban us, Twitch.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't do that. But, you know, I guess if you're a cheater and you want to do that kind of thing, could you go to Beam or YouTube? Do we know that if there's any kind of, like, TOS
Cheaters Paradise?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, we can ask Matt Salzamati. I don't even know if I said that right. Sorry, who's Matt, that? If I didn't. But he's the CEO or CTO.
Oh,
he's,
a Beam.
He's the dude.
The dude.
He's the dude.
That's right. So, okay.
So Matt may tell us, and he may be like, I'm not going to ban anyone out. I don't know. But they just got bought by Xbox.
Microsoft. Yeah, that's right.
And Kirsch just got bought by Twitch. It's like a crazy week.
Curse got Weeks. Bought by
you didn't know that
Twitch.
That's a new one for you. I'll talk to you after the show.
I thought they went partners. I saw some logo. I don't know what I saw. Maybe
Twitch made a post and said we're basically working, but they basically bought
Twitch owns Curse.
Yeah,
what,
isn't that crazy? Am I making stuff up?
But it's,
I don't think I'm making stuff up.
Is it Twitch? What was that?
Owned by Amazon.
It's Amazon. Weird. Yeah, so Amazon owns Curse.
I think it's
Twitch
around
is just a baby company of you know,
Amazon,
of Amazon, which was actually a baby. I don't know if that's a real term. A baby company of the first streaming company that Twitch
Justin
was.
TV?
Yeah, Justin TV, and then they spun out. To be technical, the technical term is they pooped out a company. They
and that's how you have Twitch. That's not how you have babies.
And then
you don't poop babies out. They come out a different hole. But that's a different show. Let's get out of this rabbit hole, whatever hole you want to talk about. Let's talk about balls.
Okay.
I love
talking about balls.
Don't you? Well, Target has balls.
They do.
They have huge balls.
They have big red balls, don't they?
Really huge red and white balls. They now have, there's 400 targets across the U.S. that have giant 1,200-pound Pokeballs out front of their stores to try to lure players to come take pictures and then, I guess, buy a Starbucks from their Starbucks in the front of their Target.
Yeah, so these have been portals, but we don't have any big red balls in Huntsville.
Well, maybe not at Target, but I know. But I've got some ointment. We'll deal with it. But no, I don't know. I haven't been to our Targets lately, so I don't know.
But I have hacked those portals many times, and I thought it was kind of cool. You know, like, if many times I would choose going to Target over Walmart because there's a portal right out front.
So are they going to make a deal like the Japanese McDonald's did and make them portals where those balls are? That'd be cool.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay, so... Anyway, they've got balls, and all these things we're talking about, we'll put them in the show notes, so be sure to look for the show notes later on. Also, the last thing is that Pokemon Go was updated for Android and iOS and added a whole new feature to the game. Such an exciting feature, the Pokemon Appraisal.
Appraisal?
Have you appraised your Pokemon yet?
I have not. Have you?
I have.
You got your appraisal on? I was so busy moving, I haven't gotten to appraise nothing.
You know, I hate saying this, but it's... I'm not sure what the appraisals are really helpful for.
It doesn't get you all excited?
I guess... Because it basically goes, oh, your Pokemon's huge and has great powers and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's the character that, like, comments on your... On your
Blanche,
yeah,
and people are golden girls.
People are like renaming them to like, yes, you know, foul names and stuff.
Big
and,
penis. Like, wow, your big penis is huge. I guess that's a double entendre.
I'd say those are the dankest memes of the moment, right?
Right. Let us know what your.
But no, I haven't appraised any of mine yet. Really, I mean, but I don't know. Like, is it just for funsies?
Maybe they'll add more stuff to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they will. And it's something new.
Right.
I love seeing new features regardless. Yeah. And maybe if you have two Pokemon and you're trying to consider which one to evolve or to, you know, throw into the Pokemon grinder, maybe it'll help.
The old candy grinder.
Yeah, maybe you can't choose between the powers or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
So
sometime.
So Android is Pokemon Go is still beta for an Android. It's a 0.35.
Is that right?
0.35 is the newest version.
0.35 for Android,
and it's 1.5 for iOS. So they better.
That's right.
They got a lot of catching up to do because iOS is about to hit 2.0, and then leave Android users still in beta.
Well, they can. I mean, they can go forever. Like, they can be 1.957.
No, I think this is a very serious matter. We should get down to the bottom of this.
Eric's worried. I think you should just switch back to iOS.
Yep.
That's what you
got
to do.
I got to jump ship, man.
I've
this
got
is
two
gonna
phones right now. I'm about to send back off to Sprint if you want to buy one of them.
If you
or
can't,
two of them.
Well, if you can't sell them, gazelle them.
No, I've already sold them.
Can't
back.
Sell it, gazelle it?
I mean, I don't have gazelle to send it in, but they're going to pay me what I spent on.
Just find
them.
A gazelle and give it to them.
Gazelle won't give me... I mean, they will, but...
No, I mean a real gazelle, like out in the wild.
I don't know what noise they make, so I'm like, let's take a sheep and then kick the sheep in the balls, and that's what a gazelle sounds like. Is that... No?
That sounds pretty accurate.
I doubt it. I doubt they sound anything like that. But if you want to send us your best gazelle impression, just do it at speakpipe.com/PGO radio. There's also, like we were talking about, there's rumors going on right now. Some Squirtle Butt.
Squirtle Butt.
We're talking about the only three reports to get banned, but also three new incense coming. Apparently, some people have looked at the code. Can you do that? Can you just look at the code?
So with an Android APK, you can actually decompile it.
I guess iOS, you'd have to like break what do they call it, jailbreak it, and then maybe you could get to the
maybe. I don't know about their stuff, but I also know that you can drop one of these.
Sniff the packets or something?
Yeah, you can look at the packets, but also either Android or iOS, you can drop the file into a hex editor and do searches for strings, for text.
Well, they came out, found some strings. No, they really did.
Some sweet strings. So they
found some strings. I didn't put the strings in here. I just put what the strings meant. But they found three new incense, a spicy, a cool, and a floral. So the thought is that there's going to be three new incense coming, one that will go for hot and earth ones, one that will go for water and ice, and one that will go for like bugs and flowers, grass.
So different types.
Yeah.
That's so you can try to get
specific types.
Oh.
They also found something about catch legendary. So a way to catch legendaries has to
like a special ball or incense.
It was just a call. It was just like a function name, right? Like
okay.
Or whatever it is. It was a string.
As a string.
And then lastly, so they found
this is string theory. That
yes. Squirtle butt string theory. And then they also found trade offer, trade response, trade search, and trade like approval or something. So the trading system.
Coming soon.
So it's like all that stuff is in the code already. So they just have to do something to turn it on.
Nice. And that was in the trailer for the game a year ago, or 2 years ago.
Trading.
So yeah. I just hope they work on trading and not so much the appraisal system.
Unless you use the appraisal system to sell your Pokemons. That one's not worth selling.
That's not worth gazelling either.
Uh-oh. Don't gazelle it. Just smell it. Is that how you do?
That is how you do.
How about you give me a little call there, Eric?
All right.
What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Is it big? Is it small? What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Pokemail call. What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Could it be a Pokeball? What's in the mail? What's in the mail? Pokemail call.
Yeah.
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 That's so right.
So, reviews. We need your reviews. Do you like the show? Do you hate the show? Do you think the show's so-so? Go to iTunes and look for PGO Radio and leave us a review. Please. Pretty please. We like it. We did get a message from Bill Rodney on Twitter. That's Bill_Rodney, who said, at PGO Radio, just found out about the podcast. He's a news anchor. That's why.
Nice voice.
I am a longtime chef, friend, and love PGO. This is a sweet podcast. That's awesome.
Ah, thank you, sir. Nice voice you got there, too, sir. You should be some sort of an announcer, voiceover artist.
Thank you. I am, sir. Wow. See here? I'll make you famous. Put your name up in the lights.
It's cool that you can, like, respond to these calls, like, without having to call them up or anything. Like, their availability is just, like, right there.
Why are you calling me out?
It's awesome. Calling
me out. You want to read this next one?
Amazing. From the YouTubes. From R. Smalik. Curious why you wait to transfer all those Pidgeys. You don't get XP for transferring. If you let them build up, it will just get annoying later to transfer them one by one.
It's very true.
So transferring
them. Do you do that?
So I only do it. Say I transfer them to get enough candies to then evolve. So okay. I don't need. Say 20, I forget, is it 25?
12.
No, it's 12 candies for a Pidgey. So I don't need to sit on 12 Pidgeys. I just need to sit on one Pidgey and have 12 candies.
Right, but if you have 480.
So if you have 480, you divide it by 12, that's how many Pidgeys you need to keep.
Right.
So that's what I do.
Okay.
So I am transferring them instantly, but I'm also doing the math with my high-tech scientific calculator.
A Pidgey calc is it makes it all easy. So basically what I do is when I get one, I eyeball the CP. If it's 12, it goes in the grinder.
Yeah.
If it's high, then I keep it because I don't know why. I don't know why it matters because I'm not. I don't think I'll ever evolve.
Gym run.
But if I get a really, really, like the highest one, then that saves me some candy if I ever want to get a high level Pidgeot.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I grind from the bottom up. I just take...
You're a grinder.
Yeah. You know, I transfer from lowest to highest always. So yeah. The highest ones are always going to be the ones to evolve. Those are the ones I rename so that I know they're basically tagged in my tagging system, if you will. And I know to, you know, evolve them later.
I can't wait till you appraise some of your named...
They're going to say, One. That's an interesting name. What about this guy over here? Oh, his name is One as well. Wait, all your dudes' names are One.
Wait, they're all impressive. Named One?
Yeah.
You don't count up?
You don't
call the second one Two?
Only if I have...
I think I found a flaw in your system here.
If I have two evolutions of that type, I will name it Two. But okay. I only own one of the type, but I have two evolutions, he gets a Two. So that tells me that one type has two available evolutions.
Okay, so I stopped worrying about saving anything but Pidgeys.
Really?
I stopped getting Rattatatas completely.
Nothing else? Oddish?
Son of a bleep, the last three eggs, no, they were 2K eggs, last three ever since I made this decision not to get Rattatatas, what do you think they were? And I'm not joking.
The last three
were all three Rattatatas. I was like, you've got to be joking.
So,
like this is like some weird, sick joke that you're like, he stopped catching Rattatatas. Here you go.
There you go. that sucks. Well, what's really weird about that, too, is that a rat would make a cat sound.
Or that a rat would come out of an egg.
Or that, yeah.
No, they don't come out of eggs, do they? I guess kind of in a...
Well, I guess they would.
Biology.
You'd be really angry if they did.
And go, meow! That's why they sound like cats. I don't know why I sound more like Meowth, I think. Meow! Jesse! James!
James!
They almost got married tonight.
What?
Episode 44. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, is there young
episode? I think I just spoiled something. Ooh. I mean, it's only like, you know, 20 years old, but... yeah, I'm almost done with the first season. Then I'm going to go back and watch again, see what I missed. I've already tried, because there's like some things I saw in here, like there was one episode where there was two gyms battling each other. One's, they had Scythers, and the other ones had, oh, was it Electabuzzes, maybe? And they named them, like one was the gym Yaz, and one was the, and not Yaz, but Yaz, and one was Kaz. And so I named them that to see if like, I don't know if anything would happen, but nothing happened when I named them both that. But what if, like, they were in a gym, like, one of them was in a gym, and I fought the gym. So you'd have to have two people on different teams to do it. Would it, like, what would it do? What, would they do different graphics, or?
Oh.
I'm starting to get leery, like, okay, you put Easter eggs in games, people find them.
Right.
Like, I bet you every Pokemon in the game has been renamed to anything close to it in the TV show.
Right, yeah.
And if the only thing we have found so far is the Eevee trick,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little leery about this. There's a bunch of Easter eggs in there that people haven't. I don't know if they are yet.
Oh.
I think we'll see them later because I think they'll add them as they go along.
Yeah. Or they're just not renaming
there's
ones.
Just, right. There may be other things, but yeah. I just think there's too many people playing this game, too many smart people playing this game.
Yeah.
That I think they would have figured out stuff by now.
That's true.
I think. I'm calling you out, Niantic. Calling you out. Come on the show. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. And then slap him around a little bit. I'll just sit here and watch.
Why'd you slap me?
Or let him slap himself. Whatever.
That was weird. So we also got a Facebook comment. That's facebook.com/PGO radio from John Kim. Welcome back, John. You left us a message last week, so here's another one. Hi, guys. Another story to share. I was out state in California, or is that Canada? It's probably California.
Cali, Canada?
Canada's not really a state, right? It's a state of mind.
Yes.
At the beach. Well, that tells me it's definitely California. I should have just read further. So, John Kim was out in California on the beach, went Pokemon hunting, used an incense, but the Wi-Fi signal was very spotty. Pretty much wasted my 30 minutes on incense for about 10 good minutes for okay results. Oh, and the real lesson of that experience is to make sure you have sunscreen on. I got a nasty sunburn, too.
Mm. So, always wear sunscreen.
That's right. don't think today is the worst day ever, because there's always going to be a worse day coming soon.
Yeah. Wear sunscreen. Brush your teeth and eat your greens. I don't think he said that either.
Be sure to clear the fungus from all the areas where it grows.
Yeah, I don't and shave your pubes.
Okay. Oh my God, what's happening?
I think that's a very good thing to live by. Always wear sunscreen.
But so the instance, do you think they should do something with, like, it seems like they could detect, oh, he lost signal. Let's stop counting down.
Yeah, that's a shame about that, because, you know, the day that I was dumb and I was in the car and using it, you know, obviously I couldn't pick anything up and I was all annoyed. It should maybe, you know, cut it off too there, you know, in that sense or something. Like, so if it's unavailable, then why keep counting? So, like, but also, do you think it should stop or pause when you turn your phone off? Or I mean, who turns their phone off, right? But when you close the app, right?
I think maybe not, just because then people could basically keep them on all the time.
And just use it sparingly, like here and there, like a few seconds.
5 minutes here, minutes there, for, you know, six times. That's the math.
So maybe the speed thing could be abused too. I don't know.
But, you know, to think about it, what is their goal? I mean, besides making a fun game, which we hope is their goal, is to make money.
Yeah.
I'm not about to buy any incense right now. I don't really feel like they're worth it so much. Maybe if I'm walking a lot, then throw them on there.
Yeah.
But if you kind of had it where, okay, well, I know my signal, if it goes bad, it won't count it, or I can turn it off and it won't count it, I may consider buying a pack of them, right, that I could use a lot more.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, once the bug is also fixed.
I could go either way.
Like, what if they just all run away, too? And it's like you get a bunch of freaking rats and they all run away anyway, and you already hate them, and you just spent your last...
Well, this guy says you can use them to get Charizards.
Oh, what do you mean, guide?
We'll get to the guide.
Oh, okay.
Or wait, Willie, does it fit in any other section?
I don't think it does.
Do we? Sightings.
Oh, sightings. Okay, we'll get on to sightings. That. Okay. Let's, I guess let's just move on to the old...
We got a bunch of other comments.
Oh, we do.
Screw them. We don't need their comments.
We have some more comments?
Oh, no, we don't. I'm wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on to the one that we don't have a bumper yet for.
Pikachu.
There it is.
Evolution Revolution.
All right. Evolution Revolution. Ideas for this here game. I'm going to go first because mine's real short.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. It's not the best thing in the world like last
week was, man, we got so many comments on that. Good idea, Eric.
Forgot what it was. I think it had to do with sorting or something.
I don't even remember. So what was it this week?
Okay, so this one is beacons.
That's a great idea. Well, like my idea is...
So beacons... okay, so this is also a thing that was kind of carried over from Ingress. It's... an item that you can spend. It's a consumable. So you use this item and a glowy object starts, appears on the map where you are and everybody can see it. Every player can see it.
Okay.
So it is a beacon to let people know where you are or an event is happening or
so
or
it's something. Your choice to put it there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And in Ingress, there's a couple different symbols. I think there's like a coffee cup. One is like a, the different teams' emblems.
You can put these down in Ingress now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't played in a while, apparently.
Yeah, you could do that, like, I think about a year ago is when they added it. Or maybe more. But anyway.
It's been a while.
They only last something like 30 minutes, it's just a meetup point. It's whatever you want it to be, frankly. That's it.
Or it's a taunt.
Yeah, and it's like, or meetup point. I mean... If I see one, I usually see one downtown in a crowded area, and I'm just like, oh, that's interesting. I never really see why people are using them, but but I think you have a ton of people playing this game, and I think it's almost like a lore for people, a human lore.
A people lore.
Yeah, so imagine you put this in some woods somewhere. Don't you think people would come to it? Like, if you saw this thing, you'd be like, what is that? And then you go over there and you get stabbed.
Yeah.
So that maybe not a good thing. But let's say, you know, you put it...
That's true.
Let's say you just, you know, put it downtown in a certain area where you have a big, fun group of people, and people just start getting in there, and you start talking. No stabbing going on, but you're just having a good time. You're just, like, saying, I don't know, hey, here I am. Or there's lots of different groups of people that are together, but they have split up in a city, and now they're trying to...
find each other.
Yeah, they're trying to gather back again. So one throws up a beacon and says, hey, I'm around this building. I don't know. Just throw
and
a beacon
then you get
up.
There okay. And they're all stabbed.
Yeah, and then you show up and they're all dead.
Awesome.
So you like that?
I love it.
So, yeah.
Like, second best idea
you know, you
ever.
Throw a beacon up, blood everywhere on the ground. There it is.
I like it. I like it. It's good stuff. And I was thinking, my evolution revolution idea was that I think that when you buy balls, that it should be like either, like you should just get the red and white balls, the basic balls. Like when you pay for balls, you should either get like all whatever high tier you can currently get or okay. a step down or maybe a mixture. Maybe it's a sack of like, you know, some of each. But I just think that you get all red balls that, like, why would I ever buy balls again?
Why's that to be a sack?
Isn't that how stuff comes? It comes in a sack?
But what are you putting in the sack?
Balls.
So it is a...
ball sack.
Anyway.
That's where things come. They come in a ball sack.
Okay.
That's just how it happens, I think. And then and then it evolves and it comes out the butt.
Yeah, that's right. It gets pooped out.
It gets pooped out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And also, to tag along with that, anything you purchase, I don't think should go towards your ball sack size.
Oh, yeah?
It should be like a separate inventory.
Oh, okay.
This is bought, and we're not taking up space with anything you bought.
Yeah, I would love that. That would be very nice. Yeah. So you need a separate sack for your balls.
Yeah, the bot sack.
Bot?
Bought, like you bought it.
Oh, yeah.
Paid for stuff.
Yeah, like purchased, purchasables.
So ball sack.
And then you're not ball sack.
And then you're not ball sack. And it probably says it up there in text, not ball sack.
Yeah, and it's like, you got room and you're not ball sack? Well, fit me in there. Okay.
I'm not fitting you in my ball sack. I mean, you can just stay right where you are. Did you put this link about the raspberry?
Shortcut.
I'd love this idea.
Yeah, that one's really cool. They have a picture and everything. So somebody on Reddit.
XRizek, R-I-Z-E-K.
That's the Redditor's name. He would like a raspberry shortcut right on the Pokemon capture screen. So, you know, normally on the bottom you have your items button, and then above that you have a camera button. How about right above that you have a raspberry button? You just click it, it throws it out on the ground, and, you know, I mean, it just saves you. It's like a hot bar, right? It's like a shortcut. Yeah. So it just does the same thing. It's just, I mean, I think you would possibly want to use that item a lot more if it was just easier, and it's a good reminder, too, because sometimes I just frankly forget.
Yeah.
So if it's there and you can see it,
well, and it's everything, right? It's the raspberry, it's the take a picture, and the backpack so you can switch what type of balls.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't mind being able to maybe just tap the ball, tap it. Like, no swiping it, but just touch it, and it cycles through your balls.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a bonus one. You tap it once, it's blue. You tap it again, it's black. You tap it again, it's blue. Tap it again, it's black. Red. I mean, whatever. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It just freaking cycles the colors.
Well, what if you put your finger over the Pokemon, and then it made the fruit there? Made your raspberry on your finger. Like, because you're not on the ball, you're touching the bird. And so it knows. Like, why else are you touching the bird? Quit touching the bird, you sicko. And a raspberry appears when you do it.
What if you just start rubbing it a little bit?
And then it goes...
I'd like that. That'd be a good feature.
It does it a lot. A Pidgey lot.
It kind of sounded like a gazelle.
And then if you moved your finger away without lifting up, then it would go away. So you wouldn't use it. Like if you did it by accident, right?
Oh. Yeah, because you don't want it too many swipes, because that's obviously...
All of a sudden, you throw a ball and you're like, son of a...
It's the swiping screen, so yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, rewind. The Raspberry shortcut. I like it. Make it so.
Okay. Yeah, I like it too. Good stuff. So what else we got here? Another one from Ron. Ron says, Smith. Love the idea of picking a Pokemon to walk next to you for more candy. Don't even need a leash. And this was in response to a comment we sent out where someone was discussing leash as a new item where you could leash a Pokemon.
Oh, right.
And walk around with him.
Wait, what does he do when he walks around with you?
For more candy.
Oh, right.
Get more candy. By walking him.
Oh, okay. You take him out for a walk.
Yeah.
And every kilometer or three, he gets like a candy or something.
Candy, yeah.
I like it.
Something like that.
So this one would be just walking with no leash.
Right.
Well, what if he runs away? Well, you know, I guess Pikachu never ran away from Ash, right? He always...
Well, there was that one time that Ash almost left Pikachu with all the other Pikachus.
Oh, well, that's an exception, I think. Yeah. Like, if you just came up on, like, all of his brethren, if you will,
yeah,
you got a problem. You need to, like, put some blinders on that Pikachu because that dude's going to be running away. He's going to be out. He's like, sorry, son.
Yeah.
Here's my whole family over here.
And there was the one time they left the Charmander out in the middle of nowhere, and the Charmander's tail almost burned out, and the Charmander dies, and that happens. And then it started to rain. It was bad times.
It is bad times.
So, the other idea was, people were saying they wanted the countdowns, on Pokemon. So you'd know when they were going to run away too. And then Jake, our Mega Play Z
Mega Plays
said, maybe instead of a countdown, the Pokemon would become more and more translucent as their time ran out. So, you know, they're going for, maybe they could do like a Back to the Future thing, right? Where it's like they just slowly getting erased away.
Oh, yeah, from existence. That's from right. Existence. Yeah. Like their arm, their hand just disappears and it keeps going. And it's like, Marty! That's right. Great Scott. I like it. Extreme Beyond, our good buddy from Adelaide.
Adelaide,
Australia. His address is 473
Adelaide Way.
Anyway, I think giving a raspberry should make the Pokemon stop and eat for a couple of throws, stopping it from doing its stupid attacks and jumping for a little bit. Hate when they keep roaring at me and I waste 20 balls on the little bastards. So it would just stop. Okay, so basically
you... So they have to sit there and eat, right?
Right, so they stop and eat. No more taunts and stuff. That's pretty cool.
And then you hit it in the head with a ball.
Because really, when you give it to them, the whole raspberry thing is kind of lame, I think. I mean, the use is great, but the way that you activate it is super lame. Like, it sits on the ground, and I'm like, why is it sitting on the ground? I just used it. And then you have to take it, drag it, and flip it. Like, flick it. You have to move it.
Oh, it's different on y'all's thing.
You have to tap it, like...
Well, we tap it in the inventory, and then it's just floating in the air it's just in front of them, and then you touch it again.
Yeah.
To use it.
Why all that? Why not just...
To make sure you want to use it, I guess, now that you did it by accident.
Well, if you want to cancel, what do you do?
You close your... I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I can't look. I can't check. You're asking the hard questions tonight.
It just seems like they should have a either do it or don't. Like, if you click it from your inventory, it uses it, man.
It's a freaking raspberry.
Yeah, it's just a cheap old raspberry. But like now it's in limbo. I mean, there's no way to cancel, I don't think. Do you swipe down to make yourself eat it? I don't know. It's weird. I don't know, man. Hit the back button? But iOS doesn't have a back button.
I think you just don't click on it. Like, grab the ball or something.
And you just keep playing and it just keeps floating?
I would show you, but I can't because we're periscoping.
Somebody give us
we'll tell you next week.
Somebody comment about this. I think it's very interesting and we have to get down to the bottom of this.
Well, the other bottom of this that I want to get to, not the ball sack, but the other issue is, do multiple raspberries actually do anything?
Oh, do they stack? Yeah,
do that's they the stack? Because you can't do it one after the other. They have to pop out of the ball, and then you can use another one. But does that really do anything? Like, they say that every time they pop out of the ball, that they get further away. Is that? I didn't really notice that so much.
Oh.
Maybe they do, but...
Well, yeah.
And does the raspberry make them come closer a little bit? Like, there's some things with the game that I just think they need to make a little clearer.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Small thing. I like also, this. Extreme Beyond missed a comment last week where he wanted to talk about the Pancake Kitchen, because we were asking about places running different specials, Pokemon marketing, basically. And he said the Pancake Kitchen... Which I guess they don't have IHOP because they're already international, so they have the Pancake Kitchen instead. But anyway, the Pancake Kitchen in Adelaide does pancakes with German sausages and egg steaks and egg and bacon with pancakes so good.
I don't know.
What does that have to do with Pokemon?
I thought we read something about Pancake Kitchens or something last week.
He didn't watch the show. He told me, he said, hey, y'all didn't read my comment. I was like, I thought we did.
Yeah.
You're just getting us to read your multiple comments again. Thanks a lot. So anyway, we'll move on to our other friend, Moot. Love you, Moot. It's been a long time. It's good to hear from you. Moot says,
I dropped my ball on the ground.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to your Pokemon Go show, and I'm liking it. Your intro voice guy creeps me out. Ha, ha, ha. An idea for Evolution Revolution? The ability to delete an egg. I constantly am crammed with 5K eggs and would love to get rid of some for the opportunity to get a 2K or 10K egg. Keep up the good work.
That's interesting.
Who wants 2K eggs?
So a 2K egg...
I mean, I guess there's some...
If I'm right, a Pikachu can be in a 2.
Yeah, all the beginning ones.
So...
Squirtle.
Yeah.
Bulbasaur.
So...
Charmander.
So it's not like, you know, from... best to worst. It's just different categories. So he's right. Like, if he really actually has all the crap that, you know, comes in a 5K egg, he wants the 2 and 10. So I understand. I see that. That would be an interesting thing. And I don't know why that you can't just get rid of inventory. If it's in your sack, you should be able to take it and throw it on the ground. Get rid of it.
Oh, but the egg's in a different one and it doesn't have the same function. Because you can get rid of everything else.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
They would just need a UI for that, you know, like just destroy an egg. I mean, that's kind of harsh, though. Aren't you kind of some sort? Is that like an abortion?
What if you could use the eggs to feed other Pokemon?
Like cannibals?
Like scrambled eggs, right? Like if you fed a chicken scrambled eggs, is he or she, is it technically a cannibal?
Hmm. Yeah.
Does it know? Like, is it like, man, this is messed up, but I'm hungry?
Well,
is it like the soccer players and the plane thing and...
Well, that's a hard one, Alaska? Because an egg is not actually... It hasn't fertilized. It's not a fetus yet.
Well,
it's if you incubate it and if you do the right things, it will become one. So
would you eat a fetus?
Well, that's already been incubated.
Would you eat a zygote?
A zygote? What about
I think we're going
like to... eggs from a woman's ovaries. Would you eat those? Like caviar?
No, I wouldn't.
It'd be like caviar.
I mean, if I was forced to.
But if you did, would that make you a cannibal?
I think possibly it would make me something that I wouldn't want to be. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I would have dreams, nightmares. But okay, so what if you fed the bird duck eggs?
Okay.
Well, I guess a duck is still technically a bird. What's a non-bird that has eggs?
A non-bird that has eggs?
Like, I'm going to go out and have a pig egg. Like,
what about a rabbit? An Easter bunny. They lay eggs. They're chocolate eggs. But okay,
I think we've definitely gone down a rabbit hole.
Snakes.
Trying to find some eggs. Snake eggs. Give me some nuts. Boom. Bam. He snake did it. Eggs. Did you see how big my hand got? it's like, anyway. So if a bird ate a snake egg, like scrambled snake eggs, can you scramble snake eggs? That's a weird one.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. It's all juicy, so probably.
I wanted scrambled snake eggs.
I do, too.
That sounds, like, delicious.
We should
now.
Go and get some tonight.
A little snake bacon? Yes. It'd be like an snake S. Snake bacon.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, with that.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my God. It's so intense.
Whoa, it's super intense.
It's so intense.
So we have some sweet sightings this week.
We do. We have some physical sightings.
Yeah. You paid for this sighting.
Now, why do we have to bring that part up? Paid
you
too
spent
much.
Spent a lot of cash on this sighting.
This crappy, super crappy, ultra crappy, legendarily crappy magazine was almost $11.
It's called Pokemon Go Unofficial Gaming Guide from Tips and Tricks Codebook Magazine.
And I wish I could say I wouldn't have bought it if I knew it was that much. I probably would have still, but I was in a rush with my daughter and we were grabbing something and I saw it and I was like, oh, I'll grab a cool Pokemon magazine and see what it's about. You know, paid with my card, ran out, you know, and then later I was like, that thing was $11. It's got a lot of pages in it.
They're in color.
I can give you that. Now, okay, so it's more of a Pokédex more than anything else. So,
and lots of pictures.
Yeah, everybody needs to tweet out to Ivy St. Ivy and ask her, does she really give her stamp of approval to this magazine, or was she just paid enough to? Because there's really not much in here that's like worth reading. But if you want to know about the Pokemon, like general information, it's got them all in there. And it'll give you, you know, some tips to try out.
Yeah, it says, take your game to the next level. Inside, you'll find things like master tips and battle strategy from pro trainer Ivy St. Ive.
Is
that a real person?
They've got a picture of her.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes her real.
She's right there. Yeah, I don't know. Like, find her on Twitter and say, dude, are you really a pro master trainer?
Here's one of her tips. Okay. I will give you one of her tips so you don't have to spend $11 to get the tips. When you battle at a gym, use two fingers. One to tap on the creature and the other to swipe to dodge.
Really?
That seems like a lot of work to me.
Huh.
I haven't tried it yet, but I'm curious.
So it seems like a little, I don't know, a little phallic motion happening there.
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, so you want to always be like, it seems like you would want timing. You know, like, I use two fingers from two different hands.
And do you have someone else hold your phone?
Well, you know, that's funny because I'm usually sitting down when I'm in a gym.
That's so weird.
So I prop it up on my legs. I was like, for a second, I was like, yeah, how am I doing that? But now I'm like, that's right. I'm sitting down. I prop it up on my legs. They're on my thighs. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
is this sounding phallic?
And I'm like pointing and pushing and prodding.
Man, now if you could use two fingers on each hand, you can write your own magazine and give these tips to people. You can be Eric St. Eric.
That's right.
But you got to spell them differently.
Eric St. Airy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
So don't. Here's my tip. If you're looking at the magazines, I know it says Pokemon Go on it. That doesn't actually mean it's worth getting. Like, look, it's a magazine. And if they have it in plastic, just don't even buy it. But if it's not in plastic, look through it and see if it actually has something worth it. Like, read the content of at least five pages before sinking $10 or more into
magazine. You should take out some of the pictures and hang them on the wall or something. Like,
eight.
That like, there's some serious filler in here. Like some of these pages, a lot of these pages. There's one giant image spanning over two pages, and they keep doing that over and over in this magazine. It's like the typical filler magazine. It's like, well, we don't have enough content. We need 12 more images to span both pages.
And then I don't know why I'm showing it like that, but then the block of text, it'll be like, this picture was taken in Philadelphia. Like, what does that tell me? They've got a house in Philadelphia. Like, put a for sale sign at least in front of it and give me the Willow link and they'll at least, or Zillow. I don't know. Whatever. don't buy that. Something you can go buy, if you go to pokemongo.gamepress.gg, They have some tools there, and there's one here I like. I don't know if you consider it a tool, but it is a list of all the Pokemon and their max CP. So you can see, like, how big they can get.
Oh, okay.
And what do you think the top one is?
You mean, like, of all?
Of all of them.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
Mewtwo.
5,000.
4,045, a Mewtwo.
4,000?
But you can't get them yet. So the highest one you can get is a Dragonite at 3,500. 3,500. Next is the Snorlax coming in at right over 3,000 at 3,100. So, yeah. Good stuff.
Good to know.
Good stuff. So, anyway, I like that link. That'll be in the show notes.
Cool. We have another sighting?
We don't have to show that.
Okay.
It was kind of, we already talked about it, I think, so.
Training at the gym.
Pain is weakness leaving the body, bro. Yeah. Pain, no pain, no gain.
Gains, man. I'm going to pass that. Gains.
All right, at the gym.
At the gym. So this is a link one I got from Sylph Road, and I like this tip, so I'm going to give this to you.
Okay.
In the gym. When to use your incense in a really cool way. So normally you use your incense in, like, whatever area you're walking in. You're going to get a bunch of crappy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. For the most part, maybe. If you go out to the middle of nowhere where there are no Pokemon spawns and there are places where there are... This is the answer.
North Korea.
So you go to North Korea, and you will get some rare Pokemons will actually spawn. And this link that we'll link to actually shows you out of some of the testing they did, what they got, and where. And I mean, it's like when they used it in town, they got, you know, Pidgeys and Weedles, Rattatas, Sparrows. Like, the most coolest stuff they got was a Meowth and a Shilder. Right? Everything else is just your
typical junk.
Typical. I don't know if you can see this chart, but the other one, I mean, this chart is, it looks like it's just random of, like, everything. And it's from Glooms, Charmanders, Herseys, Golden. I mean, it's like everything you can see. So it's like, there's a lower percentage, of course, but it's all spread out because it's a little more, I think it's just straight up random. Which one's going to pop out?
Oh, right.
So, if you go out to the wilderness, then you'll get better spawns, I think.
Okay. So, I wonder...
if we go up on the mountain, maybe?
Yeah.
I forget what they said. They need to get a certain distance.
I wonder if it's something like a certain distance from cell phone emissions and or transmissions and stuff, you know. Because their other game, Ingress, I think kind of calculates dense areas that are tied to the number of transmissions inbound and outbound from cell phones. So right. If you go way out in the boonies where there's no service, then you can be assured that there's probably not a lot of people there.
But you're probably not going to have service, so you can't play.
Right. So you wouldn't have service. So, and just like in Ingress, you know, those type of people will spend lots and lots of money renting a satellite phone. Those are very expensive, by the way, per minute. Or a cell phone booster. You can hold one. You can also use an antenna and put it way up on a tree.
Yeah.
You can buy boosters on Amazon.
Well, and this gentleman, Snooty Sylveon, said, and this is in Europe, said they had a strong signal the whole time, 4G.
Oh, yeah?
And they were, so they basically found where they found a spawn, and then they basically went a kilometer away from it.
Mm.
And that's how far it took to start getting random spawns.
Oh, right.
So a kilometer away from spawns.
Oh. Bad
end. That's science.
Science at work.
Do we want to go to a Minhune?
A Minhune?
Minhune9 on Twitter says
Minhune.
at PGO Radio. Another trick to train gyms as a team is leave a weak Pokemon, i.e. Magikarp, with CP of 150 and train with lower CP after attacking Magikarp. Run away and repeat. So don't fight the rest. Just run away after the Magikarp so you have just quick fights.
Okay.
So you can fight a lot faster. Prestige is multiplied. My son and I usually get 500 per training.
Wow.
So, wow.
Okay.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that is a cool idea. Okay.
And then we also have our stupid trick to hatch your eggs.
Oh, yeah. These are all dumb.
So, attach your phone to a Roomba.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Man, I don't have my Roomba anymore. But yeah, I mean, you could just let it go, right? Because you don't have to control it.
Right.
And your house gets vacuumed at the same time.
Right.
Not a bad
idea.
And
if you need to know what part of the house is vacuuming, you just call it up.
Yeah.
Say, where are you, Roomba? And it goes.
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
You know, you could probably do something with magnets like.
Oh, but this is the next week.
Huh? No, I mean with the Roomba.
Oh,
so you,
it's like we're running out of ideas for the stupid segment.
So you tape a magnet to your Roomba.
Right.
And then you tape a magnet to your cell phone's case.
Yeah.
And then you just anytime you want to hatch an egg, you just put your Roomba or your phone down on the Roomba and it'll just stick to it because there's a magnet there.
Well, why don't you put like a phone holder? Right,
because like that makes way too much sense.
And then it gets on there, and
I
then
like
you can turn
like
your phone camera on, and then you can like watch a Roomba like vacuum your house.
Have you ever taped a magnet to something? It is so much fun.
No, I'll have to try it. I'll put it in my ball sack.
Sweet.
Oh, you know what else is sweet?
What?
This show.
It is?
It's over, though.
Oh.
So people are going to have to come back next week.
Okay. Well, yeah, we always have next week. Also, this week, we're going to try to shoot a video.
Yes.
And try to hatch all these freaking things. Not hatch them. Well, we're going to do some hatching.
Evolve them.
But we're going to do some major evolution.
So would you say this week's going to revolve around evolving?
It is. He's going to revolve.
It's going to revolve.
While we evolve.
So we'll see y'all next week.
And don't forget, don't sell it, gazelle it.
Uh-oh. It appears we've come to the end of another hour. But don't worry. We'll be back next week with more Pokemon Go goodness. If you want to contribute, please go tweet us at PGO Radio, email us at pgoradio@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/PGO Radio.
This podcast is part of the Large March Media Network. Visit us on the web at largemarch.media.